Hi there and good day. This is Naimish Modi for CKMS Radio Waterloo 102.7. It's great to be with you today. Today, July 19th, I spoke to the president of Binghamton's in Kitchener, Mark Binghamton. This piece is a follow-up to our story on the tourism industry last week where we spoke with Explore Waterloo Region CEO, Minto Snyder. This interview touches on how COVID-19 has impacted Binghamton's and its many facilities like the banquet halls, water park, arcade, bowling alley, and much more. As of July 16th, Binghamton's was allowed to open many more of its indoor facilities as Ontario moved into step 3 of its reopening plan. Binghamton is happy that the company is bringing back staff, which may have been laid off during COVID, while he expects bigger events like Oktoberfest to come back in the fall in a modified COVID-friendly form. How has the organization been able to cope with COVID over the last 16 months? How tough has it been with, I guess, some restrictions opening and then some restrictions closing? So how tough has it been for the organization in that sense?
Yeah, so it's not an easy question to answer. And in some ways it is easy, but I can certainly say, you know, Binghamton's is made up of a whole bunch of different amusement products and catering products. And it really, we're a hospitality brand with a lot of different areas of business that we operate in. And unfortunately, certainly all of these areas have been, dramatically affected by COVID. In reality, bringing all of the business units to a standstill for a long period of time. There was a component where we were able to open certain aspects and not others, which certainly was supportive, but by no means was that something that really could carry us through. So it's been there's no question in the hospitality and in tourism field, I would say COVID has by far been the most the largest challenge that I've seen in my career and certainly that I could foresee coming.
Is there a certain aspect of Binghamton's in terms of the sectors you just mentioned that has been most affected negatively by the pandemic?
Well, yeah, at different times, yes. So, for example, last summer, we were not able to open the water park operation, so that clearly affected that whole area with not being able to operate. I would say the meetings and events sector has been all but shut down. So when you think of all of our ballrooms and our meeting rooms and our other facilities that we have, you've got, probably 70,000 square feet plus that really have not been able to activate to generate any type of cash flow or revenue. So those, no question, have been the most significantly affected. But the other aspects of our business, certainly aren't far behind. I would say there isn't one area that has done well during this COVID time.
Is there any estimate on financial impact you're able to share?
You know, that component still keeps changing. Obviously, it's we're very happy that we're able to open up now and start doing some business and flowing things through. So we'll have to wait and see. There's no question there's been a tremendous financial impact to us, but it's one of those items that we're managing our cash flows as tightly as we can, and we're very for all the different suppliers and supporters of ours, and certainly the clients and the community residents that are supporting us as they however they can through these times. So as we go through there, that'll be something yet to be determined in the next 6 to 12 months.
In terms of bringing back employees, has there been a big hiring starting again, or bringing back of the employees that may have been laid off over the last year? Because I know that Step 3 permitted a lot more things to open, and as well as Step 2, even with the water park. So has there been employees coming back?
Yeah, listen, we are incredibly thankful that we're able to call back as many employees as we can. Water park is in full swing. Our Funworks operations, the Boston Pizza is in full swing. We'll be opening up our Kingpin Cambridge operations this weekend. So we're very fortunate to be able to be calling those people back. And unfortunately, during the COVID time, it's certainly all of our staff members have certainly been a victim of that as well, and some of them have gone on to other jobs or other fields, so in which case we're able to hire for different positions. So we're certainly very much in a hiring mode to help support our staff and to bring on more great team members. Probably the challenging one still is the banquet and event sectors division of things. We're certainly seeing now weddings can start going and those types of other opportunities. That business tends to have to be planned in advance. So just because the economy opens up doesn't mean it's not like a restaurant where people can start going out right away. Now that they can do events, they plan them 2, 3, 6 months or even further ahead of time to be able to execute. So there's no question. There's probably about a 6 month time lag between being able to start doing business and where clients and our corporate customers feel comfortable for booking, and then by the time that they can be executed.
Do you think there was a big impact of the delay of Step 2 in Waterloo Region?
That's a tough call. I have no doubt that was a tough decision for the health unit to make. There's no question that had a negative effect. We know that for sure. How long that will be, I think it really will depend. The proof will be in the pudding over the next few weeks. Certainly, what we're seeing is people want to come back out. They want to engage. They want to go back, and families want to do more activities. And we're certainly seeing the event planners and some of the corporations looking for things into the fall. That side of the business, the corporate event side, and those things really is not summer heavy. Anyways, they typically do things in the fall and beyond. But the weddings, certainly being able to have more. We had a wedding that was unfortunately planning for to have about 25 to 35 people at their wedding, and it executed this weekend. And they could, because of sizing and everything else and new rules, they could have 160. So they were immensely happy. So we've got lots of clients like that as well. But I think that as time goes on, that delay will become less, but there's no question it certainly was a stutter step for us in the region.
Mark, could you describe some of the health and safety protocols that are in place at some of the different locations? I know that stuff would probably be different for the water park as opposed to something like a Fun Work. So what are some of the protocols in place there?
Yeah, for sure. A lot of the protocols are actually mandated for all of us. So, for example, employee screening, guest screening coming in, making sure that, the interesting thing about COVID is, the consumers are now used to making plans in advance where they're buying tickets online. So we have a record of them in case we have to do contact tracing. So that's certainly a supportive piece. But, certainly the health and welfare of our staff are the utmost, because, we can't do a great job unless we've got great people working with us. So we want to make sure that they're following all those protocols and following all those requirements of checking in. If you don't feel well, please call off, type of thing, and having the tools for them to be successful. And then conversely, with our guests, we have to communicate to our guests. Here's their responsibility as a guest, and there is a responsibility of being a guest now. Being able to check in, wear your mask where and when you need to. And, certainly there's a decorum that we really all are aspiring to, because it's been challenging not only for the guests, but for staff as well. And everybody's doing their absolute best to give everybody the best experience. And sometimes there can be some challenges, and, we just ask the guests to work with us through that and provide us their feedback. And really, we're all in this together. I mean, it's probably one of the cliches that have come out, but it really is. It really is true. You just need to be able to take a step back and appreciate our downtime, appreciate the fun time we can have with another, and appreciate the goods and services that are available to them.
I'm speaking to Bingaman's president, Mark Bingaman. Mark, when do you see bigger events coming back to Bingaman's? Obviously, this summer is probably off the table, but when do you see some of the bigger things coming back in terms of something like Ever After or anything like that that usually takes place at Binghamton's?
When?
Yes, when?
You know, I think that's a staggered question. You know, I believe that we'll be having some larger capacity events this fall. So we're certainly planning on that for Oktoberfest. Oktoberfest for us this year will be different. It will be an outdoor activation with some indoor activities as well. So I think as we get used to that and people are used to being around one another, I believe, you know, as we get to the end of the summer and certainly into the fall, there'll be a relaxing of the restrictions, of capacity restrictions indoors. So in which case people can go back to different events that they feel comfortable with. You know, there's no question, I think once we get to next year, I would very much so, you know, next spring, summer, probably more summer-orientated, really get back to those larger events. And I think facilities like ours are quite unique in that when we do those, you mentioned Ever After, we would consider that one of the mega events. Because of our square footage and our acreage, you know, we've got a lot of space. We can spread people around to do things. So there's no question the creation and the programming events, especially the mega events, will be highly altered to be COVID sensitive, to be able to spread people around a site, and so they can to have different activations, to spread them around, so they can enjoy different parts. But part of that is also part of the experience, and allowing that for people, if some people are maybe a little bit more conservative and want to be a little more cautious, they can have space, you know, they can have their own space and yet still be part of the activation of the event. So there's no question that there will be a lot of unique programming changes, and you know, we're just thankful that we have such a vast facility that we can certainly do that.
Has there been any parts of Binghamton's, like maybe the drive-in, that's been really popular over the last few months, you think, that people have, I guess, come back to in person?
Well, yeah, that was the drive-in idea last year. actually was part of a brainstorming with some of our staff members. Mm-hmm. That had said, "Hey, listen, normally we do 25,000 people in this outdoor amphitheater. Why don't we just change it over to a drive-in and people park on the hill?" And at first I thought, well, that doesn't make sense. And then of course I started thinking about it and said, that makes great sense. And obviously we went after that idea. Some of those, there's no question, people have been happy about that. Corporate, a big surprise to us and a pleasurable surprise is, the corporations, you know, our corporate clientele and large groups have really taken to the drive-in because they can do group activations, and have a lot of activities, with that, whether they're watching movies, whether they're doing, you know, believe it or not, dinner events at the drive-in, comedy, our relationship with Yuck Yuck's Comedy continues, which is great. And we've got other, you know, game shows and other things that people are utilizing that drive-in for. It's certainly been fantastic. And I would say it's even growing now because now those same clientele have the option to have in-person events, because they, once again, because of the vast size and our certainly significant ability to social distance groups, you know, we could have 1,000 people that are socially distant. It's really provided us a lot of great options for our consumers and users, and I certainly see that continuing into the future.
What are some of the movies that are playing at the drive-in? Is it older movies or newer movies, or?
You know what, we're really mixing them up. Mm-hmm. I think I think this weekend we had Looper, we had Talladega Nights, and a whole bunch of other items. Certainly the classic hits with families have been Jurassic Park, you know, E.T., and all those types of movies. We've got Jerry Maguire coming up. We've got Top Gun. I know we've got Quiet Place 2 coming up in the next round. That'll be put on sale later on this week. So we've really been, you know, changing it up a little bit so that hopefully, you know, the residents of Waterloo Region can find different aspects that they'd like to come out and enjoy.
And you had mentioned earlier about weddings. Have you seen an uptick in weddings being booked over the last bit for maybe this year or next year now that restrictions are being slowly lifted?
Well, the big things we're seeing now are the people that do have the weddings planned are now, you know, increasing their counts because they're very thankful for being able to do that, which
that's
great.
Good news for sure, yeah.
Yeah. And I think, you know, COVID is really, and I would say the duration of COVID, because most clients, you know, change their dates into next spring when it happened last year. And then in the spring, that now they had to change them again. So it's, you know, we've been working with all of our wedding clients to find dates, to change venues if need be. It's really been, you know, as much as we can to cater to them, we've been very much doing that. And I would say, you know, now that we're able to open up, we are seeing a significant uptick in interest because people that maybe had canceled their weddings prior to that, because of the size of our rooms, we're able to socially distance more. So that gives them that comfort and that almost a guarantee that they're able to have, you know, more people. At the end of the day, with the requirement of having to social distance, you know, that really cuts any type of room capacity to about a third of what it normally would be. So we have a room like, say, you know, Marshall Hall that has, would have a capacity of 1,200 people, or the ballroom that a capacity of 1,000 people. When you take that down, you know, having an event of 300 people in there, you know, it's certainly spread out throughout the whole room, but it's able to do that. Whereas, you know, some other venues wouldn't be able to handle that. So we're very thankful that we've got facilities of size and stature that can certainly be flexible to those needs.
For how has it felt for you for Binghamton's to be part of the vaccination process as well? I know that there's been the couple conference centers open as well as the drive-through. So how's it felt for Binghamton's to be able to do that and help out in obviously such an important time?
You know what? I think I got the call around, it was a midweek around 10 o'clock at night. Excuse me. And my comment was, yeah, listen, whatever you need to do, whatever you need from us, we're you know, consider us in. The sooner we get everybody vaccinated, or as many people vaccinated as possible, excuse me, the sooner that life can go back to some level of normalcy. So our being able to support that is fantastic. And it's been a real treat for our team working with the vaccination team, because, you know, their planning team, it's a very unique activity that they have to do. So it really married our team, which are very much high-end, high-skilled event planners and do things very uniquely with their team that are really health-focused and process-focused. So it was great that we were able to join forces and bring our industry knowledge to help them pump out as many vaccines as they possibly can.
All right. Thanks, Mark, for your time, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Yeah, you bet.
I just spoke to Binghamton's president, Mark Binghamton, about the impact of COVID-19 on one of the city's biggest hospitality organizations. This program is a part of the Local Journalism Initiative grant program and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Government of Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program and other episodes on radiowaterloo.ca-news and other stories commissioned under the Local Journalism Initiative at canada-info.ca. You can follow us on Twitter at Radio Waterloo. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca. For CKMS Radio Waterloo 102.7, this is Naimish Modi, and I hope you have a great day.